Blog Talk Radio.
Candlesticks in the dark, I was whipping the hard. I was getting the bras, they like, who the hell is that? I was dealing sacks, you looking at niggas that drove the hell and back. Charismatic, I was raised by an addict with money in the attic. Got guns while you at it. At this present time, I'm out of my mind and that's a habit. Still got them waiting in line, they gotta have.
Last night was the first night I got sleep. Tossing and turning for 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, my nightmares are triggered by bad memories. Oh, Lord, send me an angel right now while I'm having ghetto dreams.
Cold sweats, listening to the old sweat. 1, 2, this a whole check. Not for real, nigga, this a whole check. Just horsing around polo sweat. Yeah. Used to dream about a bigger couch. Woke up in a bigger house. Come on, comma in my bank account. So much money, I had to let the bank account.
Last night was the first night I got sleep. Oh, tossing and turning for 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, my nightmares are triggered by bad memories.
The world stands still. Yesterday your little man got killed, and all he ever wanted was a bankroll. But he died too young cause the game's cold. Most niggas ain't no, or they just think slow. Once you get in you got to leave, but you can't though. Cause greed'll make a motherfucker evil. To the point he down your ass when he see you. Let's take that needle, fill it with poison. Inject the ghetto with the drug, paranoia. Got you looking at your homeboy sideways. Ain't no honor among thieves, is it nowadays? They tell me crime pays, but I don't think so. Cause every criminal I know is in the clink, yo. A nigga in the game right now must be working for them people, cause that shit play out.
I lay awake in my four corner room, standing candles.
Alafia family, greetings and hotep. Welcome, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you this Saturday, and we're kicking it off to start our celebration of our 5th anniversary of being on Blog Talk Radio Station. We'll be kicking off the whole week of the 19th. The 19th of May is our anniversary, our 5th anniversary, and we'll be celebrating with Youth for Human Rights, and we'll be perpetuating that throughout the instructions of our music concentration. We'll be talking to the youths about their rights, their human rights, so we want to kick that off today to explain to the youth that when you go out and sing music, you need to have a cause. And we're going to give you one if you haven't established one, and that's human rights for the youth. And it's a unique tool that once you possess it, you can become an ambassador, an advocate, a liaison for the United States and right in your neighborhood. And we're going to be talking about petitions, signing petitions, and being able to write proclamations of what we think the human rights should be for our youth. And there's a corporation that's already uniquely put together their proclamation and their petitions. And we're going to be talking about that this evening. And we're going to get into having a cause for music, not just singing anything off the cuff, but singing that music that goes along with the struggle. When we had our civil rights movement, there were special civil rights movement singers. And one of them was Sweet Honey and the Rock. And they sang songs for the movement. And we want our youth to perpetuate and carry that legacy on, because human rights has got to be at the seat of everything we do. African Americans have been struggling for a long time. We have not yet gotten all our rights. And don't sit down and don't get tired. Don't get tired, because we have not made it over the greenhouse yet. Our music is what ushers us in to the climate and make a precedent and press a point to the nation that human rights must be felt by all people all over the nation, not just for those who are rich and the affluential, also for the masses of the people. And that's why this music is sung. And that song we just had on, The Ghetto Dreams, I want you to examine it. Listen for the causes in that song, the ghetto dreams of the youth who are coming out of the lower socioeconomic area, and they're trying to give you the pulse of the people, telling you that we must realize that we can not only just think about having a bigger couch, we must think about having a bigger house. And some of you are just into material things, but we want you to get over the greenhouse. We want you to operate and be a boss, you know, a big dog. And when you become a big dog, you can run the doggone thing, and you can make the decisions, and you can implement and orchestrate. So why are you giving your music careers over to other people who have no vested interest in your music? They want you to alter the music. They want you to degrade the music. They want you to disgrace yourself, all in the name of perpetuating music. We can't do that anymore, youth. We must have a human right, and our legacy must be built off of human rights, because wherever the struggle is, we struggle for human rights. And that's why we talked about returning peace to Nina Simone. And our biggest event we're going to have this summer is an event where we perpetuate returning to Nina Simone. Nina Simone left here kicking and screaming because someone stole something from her. They stole the rights to her music. Over 70 copies of her original music were stolen. She left here unarrested, and we want to return the peace to Nina Simone and to all those other outstanding performers. Now, I want you to know that there is a group of people who have been working with quartets. And one of the gentlemen named Dave Buchan, and he specifically wanted the civil rights to continue to be perpetuated. They gave him a hard time because one of his quartet members was a black man. And because some of the states in the South was not ready to receive a black man performing in an all-white group, they pressured Dave to get rid of one of his constituents in the group. They pressured him to the point where they wanted him to fire this black man, but he refused to do so. And even when he had an opportunity to travel with his sons and they had established a gig over in Africa and parts of Africa were still segregated, he turned down certain gigs and lost money and lost sales of tickets because he refused to entertain in a segregated group. Now, you've got to understand you. You don't care who buy your tickets. And you don't care who's been disgraceful and show partiality and discrimination to your people. but you do not perform in those settings because we are setting a point, a human rights point. So you need to first know what your rights are in order to know what it is you are setting precedence on. So we're going to get into that a little bit in a few minutes, but right now we're going to take a little trip out of here and stop over in Carolina, if you don't mind, please.
Welcome to North Iowa.
Have that talent.
Have that talent. Got that rhythm.
Have
that talent.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Come on, come on,
I'm gone.
All right now, people, thank you for joining Omiika and coming to the Care to Read Room. You know we set precedence because our main goal is to perpetuate literacy and reading. Now, I don't know if you are continuing to read like we press that point many times, but I want you to pick up a book and continue to read. And I'm inviting those who would like to come in to our chat room. We are in need of a facilitator in our chat room. And if you're out there, you might want to give me a call and say, Omi, look here, I'd like to be a facilitator in your chat room. How about it? Then I will answer you back. Give me an email, either drop in this evening. And that call number where you can call in at is 646-478-0270. Lock it in, Lil G. Lock it in, Lil G. And keep it right there. Keep it right there. We want to say hello to the Harambe friends out there. They're doing it up, kind of proper like. They're moving into the television industry of the radio station, and we want to say go ahead on, Harambe. Can we give them three Harambe cheers? Harambe! 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 Go ahead on, Harambe. Delani Ahmad, keep on with the keep on. And we like to give them shouts out because they are establishing their presence in the television industry. They've been out there for almost 9 years now, and we want to support them. Delani Ahmad, we are behind you. We are behind you. Go ahead on, brother. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we like to acquaint you to our topic. We are talking about music and frequency. And how does the music create chaotic behaviors in the mind, in the habitat of our bodies? We have got to understand that whatever frequency we produce, it has to be harmonious and it has to be thriving to execute healing on the body and not death. So we've been talking about this frequency wave, and we're going to send some waves out there into the audience because even with our voices, the tone of our voice, they tell me the female tone is supposed to be elegant, and sometimes it gets to be repetition, and the young man cannot continue to be held in attentive, and the attraction of the voice tends to lose him. But when a stern toned voice like a male is speaking to him, it holds their attention. It carries a frequency wave, ladies and gentlemen. And with that song we just played on Ghetto Dream, I'm sure it captured a lot of inner city children's mind right now. And they're wondering, will their dreams ever be fulfilled? And how long will they wait for someone to discover their poetry or their spoken word or even their raps? Well, you have to be a perpetuator of your own dreams. And those ghetto dreams that you've had, you've got to let go of the ghetto intellect and come into an intellectual arena of other scholars. And we are going to be talking about changing the frequency and changing the lyrics of our rap, so that we can mimic healing in our community. We do not want to speak death in our community. We want to speak healing in our community. And we want to bring in all of those tones of our excellent entertainers that were R&B performers. that were jazz singers like Louis Armstrong, Sarah Vaughan, and Nina Simone. We want to bring those tunes back to the forefront, and we want to pull them apart and use that which will regenerate and reiterate our purpose for being here, and that is to spread human rights amongst all people, be it black or white. And there are some Caucasians who are lower socioeconomic people who are being discriminated against. Race is not the issue. We're looking at economics here. Some people will discriminate against anyone that does not carry the bank account. And that means that they don't have the filthy lucre, they can be discriminated against, black or white. So for you Caucasians who are suffering and struggling because you're lacking financial substance, we're talking about assisting you too. We're not trying to discriminate against anyone, and that's why we want to put an end to discrimination for all people, not just for African Americans, but for all minorities who are lower socioeconomic, who have been shown partiality and discrimination. Someone tell me what the definition of power is. If you can, tell me the definition of power in your own words. Call in at 646 and give me the definition. 478-0270. There was a scholar that defined the definition of power. He says, power is the ability to define a thing and to make others accept it as their own. And so many times, black African Americans have given up their ability to hold power. They've let others usurp their authority over them. And they have defined who we were. They have changed our name from color folks to Negroes to black and African American. And they have defined us. But let us define ourselves for ourselves as we come into clarification and as we come into the new dispensation of the new harmonious life. We can define ourselves for ourselves, and we can usurp power over ourselves. But music has a tendency to run deep. And those who carry the music, they are the real wizards of the world. The poets and the drummers and entertainers can recreate the world. And therefore, they capture the world in a space and time. And they're honored. That's why you see so much money being given to these entertainers. They're billionaires. And they are gaining up on the millionaires, well, the billionaires and the millionaires, and they're gaining momentum. And they have a presence, and they have a responsibility. Just like we talked about Dr. J making it to the top, right out of the ghetto, right out of the hood, making it to a billionaire, he has a responsibility. The government and the weight is upon his shoulders. He has the whole government up on his shoulder because now African Americans are watching him, watching to see what his next move is. Will he continue to work in the hood, or will he ease up on down the road to those suburban areas, and now he will become jaded or faded? We have to maintain true to our gift and to our trade by staying with the pulse of the people to continue to talk about the issues of the inner city. We can no longer become jaded, and we don't want anyone to change our mission for our music. Our mission for our music is to talk about the hurting and the suffering and those that have not, so we can draw attention to those particular people and the climate and find solutions for solving the problem of joblessness. And in a time when we had depression, many songs went out into the atmosphere to help change the depression that was going on. There were people jumping out of windows, killing themselves, all in the name of filthy lucre, because they were not able to use it. It was a depression. Money had no value at that particular point. Now, I want to say something to you. You young people, when we talk about human rights, you first must know your human rights. You must know that you have equal rights. And I want to recite some of those to you. What are the human rights? And we have an organization that has actually put out a little booklet that will tell you about your human rights, and I want to read some of them to you. We are all born free and equal, number one. Number two, don't discriminate. Three, the right to life. You have the right to life. Number four, no slavery. Number five, no torture. Number six, you have the right to no matter where you go, you have the right. Number seven, we're all equal before the law. Number eight, your human rights are protected by law. Number nine, no unfair determinants. Number 10, the right to trial. Number 11, we're always innocent until proven guilty. Number 12, the right to privacy. Number 13, freedom to move. Number 14, the right to seek a safe place to live. Number 15, right to a nationality. 16, marriage and family. 17, the right to your own things. Number 18, freedom of thought. Number 19, freedom of expression. 20, the right to public assembly. 21, the right to democracy. 22, social security. 23, workers' rights. Number 24, the right to play. Number 25, food and shelter for all. Number 26, the right to an education. Number 27, copyright. Number 28, a fair and a free world. Number 29, responsibility. Number 30, no one can take away your human rights. No one. I repeat, no one can take away your human rights unless you hand them over to them. If they have power and authority to usurp the authority over you, always remind them, youth, that you have human rights. And you have inalienable rights. And those are the 30 human rights that you must always advocate for. Now, we're looking for young people to be ambassadors, to carry this message, and to carry a petition for those who believe in these rights and ask them to sign the petition. And I'd like to let you know that there are organizations out there that will assist you and help you to become ambassadors. The petition to implement the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And we're looking for those who would like to support this petition. We, the undecided citizens hereby state that the United Nations adopt the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948 as the first international recognition that all human beings are entitled to fundamental rights and freedom, which must be respected and protected by all nations of the world. That the fundamental freedom ensures in the Declaration are still not reality for many, as human rights abuse constitute a worldwide problem and give rise to ethics, racial, and religious conflict, that we call on all governments and the entire public and private sector to ensure that the fundamental freedom in chances in the declarations are universal, implemented, and become a living reality, that in order to ensure that the fundamental freedom for everyone enshrined in the Declaration be known, understood, enjoyed by all everywhere, we call on all government to make human rights education mandatory in schools and to conduct human rights education campaigns for all. That we call on the government and the public and private sector organization to promote the Universal Declaration of Human Rights through education campaign events, board publication, and dissemination of the Declaration to children and adults throughout the world. Now, if you all believe that, raise your right hand and say with me, I believe and I support the petition. And this petition will be readily available for you online if you'd like to read it again. And if you are sold out for the mission of the petition, then you will sign your John Hancock to it by reinforcing the petition. Now, I want you to say, youngsters, I want you to understand that just taking social studies doesn't give you the knowledge you need. You need to know about street law, and you need to know about your rights, your God-given inalienable rights, and you need to become an advocate for your community and your schools to perpetuate and support those rights. Now, we also have a proclamation, and that proclamation is a Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And on December 1948, having recently decreed that this particular proclamation be reinforced, it too will be available and made available to all those who would like to support the cause. On December 1948, having recently emerged from the honors in the Emancipation World War, in which tens of millions of people lost their lives, the members state of the United States adopted 30 human rights standards and entrenched them into the Universal Declaration of Human Rights as the universal embodiment of the fundamental rights and freedom, and henceforth for all people. This landmark document has inspired over 60 international human rights instruments that together from the instrumental standard of human rights, its full implementation constitutes a commitment to the principles of international peace, justice, and understanding. Therefore, we, the unresiding representatives of the people of our respective countries, regions, areas, and referendums, and redirect and ourselves to the principle of liberty and justice encountered in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And if you believe that, when you go to the website, you might even want to download that and have that signed by your communities and neighbors and church members. Because young people do not know their rights. They don't even know that they're entitled to human rights. And there's a story about human rights that has to be told. And these are tools that can help young people understand what their human rights are. And we give these common core contents to help these young people to understand that our music is driven by the concrete problems in our community. And as we write our music, it must be indicative to what the pulse of the people is and the cry for help is. One of the most important campaigns is a campaign for human rights. And if you're going to campaign for anything, stand behind us as we campaign for human rights for Nina Simone. Even though she made her transition, she had much suffering here on this earth, and she left here kicking and screaming. And we want to set the record straight. Though people make their transition, their offspring and their spirit yet resides here. In order for Nina Simone's spirit to rest in peace, we want to restore peace to her. She had something taken from her. She was desecrated and made to leave this country. And no one who is a citizen of the United States should have their rights taken away from them. Let's sing about it in our music. Let's write poetry about the struggle of what happened to not only Nina Simone, but many others, like Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke dreadfully died of a very, very horrible death of someone murdering him. And they, to this day, cannot get to the heart of what happened. Was it a setup, or did someone hate the fact that he had come into his own, and he was his own man, ran his own record station, start to write his own song, and start to march to the beat of his own drumming. And when we get so high to the point where we can define ourselves and we can identify who we are and we write our own music, then the industry usually comes against those singers and they put hits out on them and they go after them. But we've got to make it plain and clear that as long as we have a voice, we can advocate, we can speak out against injustice, and we can use the human rights that belong to us, because it gives us the right to be able to assemble ourselves together. And that's why we assemble in these rooms unmolested, because we have a right to. And as we have a right to, as long as we're not harming anyone in their space and we are following suit to keeping peace, that is the utmost thing. Our music must bring peace to the universe. Our music must settle our people. But when we sing songs that talk about death and killing and clapping the gun, then we have got to sit down, because that is not the method that we want to use. Our weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of strongholds. We use our voices as a weapon and our pen and pad as a weapon, not physical universal weapons that we use. So for you hip-hoppers out there who are using the gun to settle your issues, I want you to lay your guns down. This message will be heard by all those young men around who are considering using the gun. Lay your weapons down, because truly you are spiritual people and your weapons are not universal and they're not carnal. We use our spiritual warfare and our scriptures and our spoken word to tear down, root up, and to pluck up. We do not use a physical gun, because these guns were not created by us, and we do not want to put lead, hot lead, into any of our brothers and sisters because of a different concept or a belief system. We've got to understand that our music must bring harmony to the earth. Our chaotic frequency has caused a lot of death and sickness amongst our people to the point of mental illness. There's much mental illness on this universe to this day, with young people still listening to chaotic music, destroying their faculties and distorting what they think. Now, we're going to do some brainwashing and wash some of that stupid thinking